Be often scared to speak up because you don't want to offend anybody. I think we've all been in that situation, and it's a common issue that psychologist Tony Rebic hears a lot, and she's on the phone right now.
Okay, so Tony, this week I wanted to talk about why we're so nervous about hurting people's feelings. This has come up, well, I guess in my life, but I think these are super relatable things for different people. Number one, just for instance, I was getting my eyebrows done at Spa Station 5. Amazing girl, Annie, and she said, is there anything else you'd like me to do? Anything different? And she asked me, and I was scared to say so out of fear I would hurt her feelings, which just is ridiculous, logically. You know, you go on a date with a guy, I've decided there's no chemistry after a couple of dates, and I feel nervous to tell him that I think you're a really great guy, but I don't think this is going to work out. Do you have a lot of people coming in to see you that have this same issue with different aspects of their lives?
I think this is a very paramount issue in lives of men and women.
Okay.
By the way, both of them, both sexes have that, and it really is not as selfless as it appears. When you're really afraid of hurting another person's feelings, what you're trying to do is avoid hurting your own. When you're afraid of telling people what you want, think, and need, you're actually fearing that they're not going to like you. So it's really about protecting your own image of not coming across as if you're a bad person. And it abates those feelings of either guilt, embarrassment, or disappointment. So for example, in the examples you just gave, you didn't tell your esthetician you wanted more brow trimming. You didn't want her to think what about you?
That I was difficult. I didn't, you know, I didn't want her to, she's amazing. She's so talented. And she, like, this is a normal question she asks people. But I just, for some reason, my overthinking brain was like, what if she thinks this is a negative comment that I'm making, you know?
Exactly. And you didn't want it to come across. So as long as you're an easy client, you feel good.
Yes.
And if you're a difficult client, you would be embarrassed and you would feel bad.
100%.
So this is actually trying to control another person's perception of you so you can manage your own feelings and self-image. And that's really not healthy because it stops you from being authentic. It creates this false idea of who you are. And you really need to be yourself if you want to get what you want.
In what other circumstances are people having this issue?
It ranges from not telling your waiter your steak is overcooked to not telling your partner that you're dissatisfied in your bedroom.
Oh,
and
this, that's,
by the way,
a big
is particular to women. Okay,
yeah.
So women, if they're not engaging, boys, brace yourselves. Often it's because they're not satisfied with what they're getting and they're not telling you.
Okay, so how do we fix this? Because number one, I want to be able to tell a guy you're a nice guy, but it's not going to work out without just ignoring his text for a day. Sorry, I'm working on that. And I'm sure that women would like to have a conversation about what makes them happy in bed too. How can we overcome this?
Well, realize that it's not about the date or the talk. It's really about eliminating your fear, what people think of you. So you really can't control what people think of you. They can only decide what it means to you. So focus on reducing that fear by focusing on your intention. Like, what are you trying to convey? What's the message that you want to tell the person? It's not about hurting them. It's about conveying a message. And you can do it in a very respectful way. And very often when you tell people what you want, you actually both end up getting something you want. And don't assume that people can't handle the truth. And as hard as it may be, the truth can always set you more free. You can be yourself and build healthier relationships that way.
I've bought from salespeople just because I didn't want to hurt their feelings.
Because you didn't want to hurt their feelings. That's it.
I got to work on that.
Yeah, we do this.
I like saying things specifically to hurt people's feelings. I get enjoyment out of that.
And by the way, that brings up a very good point, because I also get people on the other end who actually were told things that weren't true, and they wish people would be more honest with them. I even remember myself as a waiter when I was going to school, asking clients, always making sure that everything was fine. And I remember this one client at the end, he ate the meal. I went several times asking if everything was okay. And at the end, tell me he really didn't like it.
Right.
You know, and I was like, well, now I can't do anything. I wish you would have told me sooner.
Some great advice from psychologist Tony Rebic. All right, Nikki's Check-In Entertainment coming up in a few
minutes. Make sure you check out Tony's website, too. Yeah. You can check it out at trueself-psychology.com. The Beat 92.5.